From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe faces the possibility of impeachment after a noon Monday deadline for his resignation passed. In a televised address Sunday, the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe made no mention of resignation, even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. He announced his intention to preside over a party meeting next month.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
Mr. Mugabe, who led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment. So what will be required is a constitutional process to terminate his presidency, which will either be a vote of no confidence in the form of an impeachment, or he himself for resigning, or a declaration in terms of the constitution that is no longer fit and capable to run the country.
The party central committee earlier named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as his replacement as party leader. An international search effort is underway for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 that disappeared Wednesday. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine Captain Hector Alonso said what's needed is multi-beam sonar to conduct a proper search. Some 11 surface ships and 11 aircraft from seven nations are involved. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has vowed to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those talks Sunday on forming a new government, raising the specter of yet another round of elections.
Und jetzt müssen wir trotzdem mit den Tatsachen.
As Merkel acknowledged, her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude the talks successfully. She'll inform the German president and determine the next step. The key sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. China said it has the backing of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and Bangladesh, for a plan to resolve the mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from western Myanmar. Foreign Minister Wang Yi presented a three-phase plan, including a ceasefire, bilateral diplomatic solution, followed by a long-term solution that includes poverty alleviation. More than 600,000 Rohingya fled a Myanmar crackdown since August. Israel's energy minister Yuval Steinitz acknowledged publicly on Army Radio Sunday that Israel has had covert contacts with Arab and Muslim nations, including Saudi Arabia, chiefly over their concern about Iran. But University of South Carolina political science professor Joseph Olmert said such contacts have been hinted at by Israel for months.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu himself on many occasions made it very public and clear that Israel does have all kinds of connections with many Arab countries, including those that publicly and officially boycott Israel.
The Israeli minister's comments followed an unprecedented interview last week with a Saudi newspaper involving Israel's military chief, suggesting closer cooperation, including intelligence sharing. In Kenya, the Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of Uhuru Kenyatta as president, ending the latest challenge to his tenure after August election results were nullified. Sunday, clashes erupted in Nairo's slum after several bodies were discovered. Amid political tensions ahead of the court ruling, opposition leader Raila Odinga said more than 30 of his supporters have been killed since Friday. At least 15 people were killed, several injured, when a stampede erupted in drought-affected southwest Morocco Sunday as food aid was being distributed. The crush occurred in Sidi Boulalam as a local association handed out food at a local market. U.S. military personnel on Okinawa have been restricted to base and banned from drinking alcohol after a Marine was arrested following a crash killing a Japanese man. The 21-year-old Marine was arrested late Sunday on suspicion of negligent driving and driving under the influence of alcohol. Cult leader Charles Manson, serving a life term for a Los Angeles, California killing spree, including Hollywood actress Sharon Tate back in the 1960s, died Sunday of natural causes at a local hospital. He was 83. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.